is time now for Date Nights. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
We recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic stuff to do around this community.
And let me tell you, we need romantic things to do around this community because...
It sounds so ominous.
We've both been so busy lately.
This is true. Like,
we've been, one, on the road for business... / family and or pleasure.
Couple weekends in a row.
And number two, like, you and I have been very busy with work lately, so... Yeah.
Me with my job and you with your job.
Listen. We're used to a certain lifestyle, and I will work that job as many hours as it takes to put us in a place where we are comfortable and the kittens have tuna. And I think, like, the next, like, 6 weekends for you... aren't committed, but you have things because you are a raconteur.
I've got things this weekend. I've got things next weekend. The following weekend is nominally free, but I might be in Michigan. The 2 weekends after that, no, the 3 weekends after that are booked up with different things. And that's already, like, someone's going to ask me about the end of May, between now and the end of May, for sure. Yeah.
And then, you know, like, in the early part of May, I'm on PTO and also on a work trip.
And you're going on a work trip. Yeah.
Who knows? So I need inspiration, Aaron,
all right,
so that we can have a good and happy date night.
Let me tell you about the thing that I'm doing on Saturday, then. As you know already, because we've talked about it and you're familiar with what my schedule is.
I pay all the attentions to when you talk about things you're doing.
Yeah. The Parr Center for Ethics at UNC organizes a National High School Ethics Bowl every year. This is competitive ethics. This is like a high school extracurricular where students will get together in teams and they'll study, like, hypothetical ethical dilemmas. Some of them, like, ripped from the headlines, like, ooh, AI or gentrification or something like that. Like, do you return the thing that you stole or found on the floor? And then they will talk to each other and try to work through the ethics of it. And the team that does that the best and in the most respectful way wins. It is the best high school extracurricular I've ever seen. And the National High School Ethics Bowl is this weekend, and I get to be a judge, which is great.
I am so delighted and angry that this exists because growing up, like, where I grew up, like, we barely had, like, one play at the high school a year.
Yeah.
And then I came to college and I learned about DiFi and did the oldest student organization and debating society in America.
Yeah, no DiFi, for those of you who are not longtime UNC alums, is the old debating society on campus.
Still there.
Yeah.
Has run unbroken. And then, like, you and I talk about stuff like the Ethics Bowl or... I don't even know the dumb name of the thing that you did in high school where, like, it's like Ethics Bowl and DiFi had a baby and that baby was awesome.
I assume you mean Policy Debate?
That's it.
Yeah, Policy Debate was its own brand of special.
Yeah.
Policy Debate is the one where you talk really fast and you try to spend all your time shouting out so many arguments that the other team doesn't have enough time to respond to all of them. And you're like, they didn't respond to my one argument, so you have to pull that across because they admitted that I'm right and therefore I win. And you have to do this, like, really, really fast.
Where was
this? That is the skill that is taught.
And where was that when I was a quiet little baby?
I was so lucky. I went to a inner city high school, Lansing, Michigan. It was not a wealthy district at all. It was an older high school, like a whole bunch of people. And I just randomly happened to go to the high school that had a competitive debate team, forensics, which is like oral interpretation, kind of drama adjacent. We had a great drama program. We were one of only two schools in the state that had a debate team, a forensics team, and a competitive theater team that was competitive on the state level. The only other one was Holland High School in Michigan at the time. That was just my dumb luck to go to one of the two.
And this is the kind of thing that I love, like an ethics bowl where you just debate, like, the issues of the day, and it's not, you have to be devil's advocate. So let me throw out to you a date night idea in the spirit that also is a little tongue out of my mouth making the bleh face to my classic 16 professor my freshman year who failed me.
Okay.
Here is a date night idea that goes all the way back to the like old-timey Greeks. Playmakers.
Oh.
You should go with that special someone and see the game because, one, it sounds really great and interesting. Two, there's not a lot of blurbs about like why and how this came apart, but it feels very much like a little Aristophanes thing.
Yes. I mean, it is an Aristophanes thing. It's a modern update of Lysistrata.
Yeah. I read the paragraph on the website and it was, oh no, video games have taken over all of the men's attentions and is all truly fair in love and war, and I am so there for it because it sounds great. And then in the car on the way home, you can debate the ethics about people make good choices in the, you know, the 20 minutes it takes you to get home.
You can also be inspired by the National High School Ethics Bowl and do something truly ethical for your date on Sunday, the 14th. The other thing that I'm emceeing this weekend is the Run for Malawi at Southern Village, which is a 5K that starts at the Village Green. You go around and you come back. I don't even really think it's timed. I don't think it's a competitive 5K, and certainly not the way we do it. Like, we just walk no matter what. Go there with your special, like, register. Go there with your special someone. Go at your own pace, whether it's running or jogging or walking slowly, but do it together. And you'll have a beautiful morning slash afternoon. I think it's mostly in the morning, but the event goes a little bit into the afternoon. It's going to be a beautiful day on Sunday, and you'll be raising money for this initiative that got started right here in Chapel Hill that raises money to build like children's hospitals in Malawi. The Fitzgeralds are a great couple. Yeah. Like, they run it.
And as you're running or walking or ambling around the green, you can debate on the way home whether you really did a 5K, and does that matter?
And that's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.